Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The EU Parliament is planning to block UK attempts to use backdoor access to messaging apps. Time Warner has signed a deal with Snap Inc. and Amazon's fulfillment service is being used by more and more marketplace sellers. The European Parliament has drafted a plan that would ban any backdoor entry to messaging apps such as WhatsApp. This comes after the UK government called for messaging apps to give authorities the ability to access all secure communications in an attempt to help stop potential terror incidents. However, the report created by the European Parliament's Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs says that amendments would be made to a 2002 regulation on privacy and electronic communications to bring it into line with modern technology. The proposal states that when encryption of electronic communication data is used, decryption, reverse engineering, or monitoring of such communications shall be prohibited. If passed, the law will prevent the UK from using personal user data at will, as member states would no longer be allowed to do anything that would result in the weakening of network security and encryption. Although with the UK's impending leaving of the EU, it remains to be seen if the country will be impacted by the potential changes. Visual entertainment company Time Warner has announced that it's to spend around $100 million on Snapchat original shows and advertising. The deal between the company and Snapchat owner Snap Inc. will include the creation of scripted dramas, news shows, and documentaries, all running at around 5 minutes. It's thought that the total $100 million will be spent over the course of 2 years, and will first focus on an output of 3 news shows each day on the app. However, it's thought that in the long run, this could eventually lead to the development of blockbuster-sized shows, similar to Game of Thrones or House of Cards. The advertising side of the deal will focus on pushing Time Warner names such as HBO and Warner Brothers and their film and television titles. Statistics collected by Marketplace Pulse have shown that more and more Amazon Marketplace sellers now use the company's fulfillment service. Amazon Fulfillment, or FBA, allows Marketplace sellers to have their items stored, picked, packed, and shipped by Amazon. The data shows that in Europe, 40% of the top 10,000 sellers on Amazon Marketplace now use the service. Spain is the leading country in the continent, with 49% of sellers using it, followed by Italy and France on 47% and 41% respectively. However, it's in the US where the highest percentage of the top sellers use the service, with 58% using FBA. These numbers were then cross-checked by Marketplace Pulse with Amazon's own figures and found that the number of active sellers using fulfillment has increased by 70% in 2016. The Indian-focused messaging app Hike has launched its own in-app payment feature, Hike Pay. This release means that it's beaten WhatsApp to release a mobile payment feature in India, a market which WhatsApp dominates. Users will be able to use peer-to-peer payments as well as bank-to-bank payments using the Indian government-backed UPI payment system. The technology in the feature is based on WeChat's payment system, with Hike CEO saying that it's drawn some inspiration from our friends in China. He also added that the company's goal was to lay the foundations for years to come with a heavy focus on social payments. And finally, the UK's Brexit vote has been shown to be slowing down the country's ad spending. Forecasting company Zenith has now revised its expectation in the country's spending growth in 2017, now expecting growth levels to fall below those of 2016. The company has cited political uncertainty, slowing economy, and Brexit negotiations for this fall, saying that this was leading to declining investment in the UK and knock-on effects in the rest of Western Europe. That's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.